2UE's 2015.
It's really nice. Sorry to keep you up.
Whack on a peenie.
At the end of the day, you can only do your best.
The year in review.
In May, we saw the embattled Abbott government attempt to win back support with the release of Joe Hockey's second budget. His first had been a political disaster, losing the government's support in the polls, so the second had to be different.
This is a budget for small business people. This is a budget for young people. This is a budget for parents.
It was better received, but wasn't enough to save Mr. Hockey's job later in the year. Tragedy struck Nepal in May with more than 2,000 people killed in an earthquake.
Officials have been telling us that very little aid has got through, that there are people there in desperate need of food supplies, of tents and essential medicine.
High-profile National Senator Barnaby Joyce made world headlines in May after Johnny Depp and his wife were accused of smuggling their pet Yorkshire Terriers into the country without passing quarantine.
Mr. Depp has to either take his dogs back to California or we're going to have to euthanise them.
Mr. Joyce was slammed by animal rights campaigners while the matter remains before the courts. TV's annual Logies sees Carrie Bickmore win the Gold Logie, and she uses the award to raise awareness for brain cancer following the death of her husband Greg in 2010.
I want to ask anybody in Australia to whack on a beanie. I want to get the nation talking about brain cancer.
William and Kate name their second baby Charlotte.
I am princess, be long-lived, happy and glorious.
The Year in Review on Sydney's original 2UE 954.